Question was asked during Shemitah, when we have fruits and vegetables, leftovers from a meal and the like, what are we supposed to do with them? So we're talking about fruits, right now we're talking about vegetables that have the sanctity of Shemitah, that were picked during the Shemitah year, so they're considered, so to speak, holy fruit or holy vegetables, and then we're not supposed to put them to waste. So the idea is, after we finish the meal, if we have some leftovers on our plate, if we have some leftovers on the serving plate, which we don't want to eat and we don't want to refrigerate, we have nothing to do with them, so we're not allowed to just ruin them. If you put them in the regular garbage, you might be putting them into old gravy or other stuff that would ruin them. So you put them in a separate bag. But in fact, that's a stringency. Technically, when you finish the meal, let's say you have children and you feed them and they don't finish what you've given them. They eat half a banana at best. So you try to give them half a banana and they say, no, I want a whole one. Okay, so you give them a whole banana and then, of course, they don't finish it. Or you have leftovers on your plate which you don't feel like finishing. So technically, those leftovers are no longer your responsibility in the sense that you're allowed to throw them out in the regular garbage. So we are stringent and we put those leftovers in a bag and we say, after a day or two, they will rot on their own. I didn't cause them to rot. I didn't put them in a central garbage. And then you could put them in a central garbage. You could put them anywhere. But really, right away when you finish the meal, whatever leftovers you have, you could feed the rabbit, if you have a rabbit. If you have animals, it's good to feed them. If you don't have animals to feed, so then you could put them in the garbage. The whole issue of not putting it in the garbage is not destroying it. We say that once you finished your meal, whatever is left over, that's considered finished. So yes, I don't know why, but it's become very accepted to be stringent and put it in a separate bag and wait 2 days. It's a stringency. It's not so clear that it's necessary. And by the same token, you could take the leftovers that you wouldn't eat anyways, or the leftovers on your plate, and put them in the regular garbage. Because in our mind, once you're not going to eat it anymore, so it's finished. It's waste already. Today we're more finicky. 100 years ago, your grandmother would have never thrown that out. But that's where you live today. So again, if you have animals, it's better to give it to the animals to eat. If you don't have animals, you don't have animals available right now, which is the case by most people, so then you could throw it out. You want to put it in a bag, that's a nice, good thing to do, on the condition that you ensure that the bag is in a way that won't bring fruit flies into your food. If by having a bag of decomposing fruit in your kitchen, you'll end up eating fruit flies, so then you've lost. Your stringency brought about a leniency of eating bugs, which is biblically prohibited. So what people have to be careful is, if they're going to have these bags of Shemitah fruit that's rotting, keep it out the window or keep the bag closed so you don't end up having a kitchen filled with fruit flies.